כי בעצם הקדושה כביכול אין פגם מגיע לשם כידוע, because at the essence of the kedusha, no pegam can affect that at all whatsoever. We just described Shabbos as the etzem kedusha. There, no mistakes that we make, klal yisrael, or no negative things that we do can have any effect, any harmful effect there. Ki ihu lo yishtani b'chol asar, because that doesn't change at all in any place. It's unaffectable. This is the concept of the holiness of Shabbos, which the Gemara refers to as Kviya V'Kaima. It's established, it's firm. Kihi Kedusha Mimenu Yisborach Biatzmai. It draws its Kedusha from Hashem Himself. It's not dependent on us in any way. V'afilu B'toich HaGolus Ein B'chinas Kedusha Shabbos Shekviya Nivgam. And even while we are in exile, the Kiddush of Shabbos, which is so firmly established, does not become defective in any way. Ki Shabbos loy komar, because as we mentioned a few lines earlier, when the Pasuk expresses Hashem's anger at us, where Hashem says, your Rosh Chodeshes and your holidays I despise, it makes no mention of Shabbos. V'alkein adarab, and therefore just the opposite. Mishabbos koyren es hachiyus v'adas l'toich hayomim toivim v'rosh chodesh. It's from Shabbos that we draw energy, das, into the holidays, into Rosh Chodesh. Ki al yidei das shenimshach mishabbos megalen ha'asor kanal. Because it's from the das that we draw on Shabbos, that's how we reveal the hastora on Yom Tov, on Rosh Chodesh, on all other times. Hastora means the hiddenness of Hashem, the hidden light of Hashem, etc. And this is why the Pasuk says, when it introduces the holidays, it says, Eile moyade Hashem arshetikru oisa mikroi kodesh. These are the holidays of Hashem, which you should declare as days when the holiness is proclaimed. Six days you'll do work, and on the seventh day is Shabbos. And then the Torah goes into discussing, explaining the other holidays, the rest of the holidays. First it introduces Shabbos, then it goes on to the other holidays. Hainu, shekol hamoyadim mekablim kedushosam mishabbos kanal. The Torah is showing us that all the holidays receive, draw, and receive their kedusha from Shabbos. V'zehu eile moyadei Hashem arshetikru oisam. This is why the pasuk says these are the holidays which you should announce them. You should declare them. V'dorsh razal, and the Gemara darshins that the word oisam is spelled in the Torah aleph tof mem without a vav. It could have been written, if it meant really oisam, it could have been written aleph vav tof mem. But it's written exactly as if it would say atem, which means you. Not these are the holidays which you will call them. These are the holidays which you will proclaim. Emphasis on you, atem. Hainu shayomim toivim tluyim b'Yisrael. Al yidei kiddush ha'chodesh. This means that the holidays are dependent on us, Klal Yisrael, through Kiddush HaChodesh, by us deciding when is Rosh Chodesh. V'zeh b'chinas mikroi Chodesh, shetzorich likroi sesa Chodesh. This is the concept of these holidays are called mikroi Chodesh, that we have to announce it, we have to call it. We have to call it into being, into action. V'chol zeh naaseh al yedei sheishes yomim, and this is all accomplished through the 6 days of work of Hayom Hashvi'i Shabbos. Ki mishabbos koyren hakdusha l'seichem, because it's from Shabbos that we draw the holiness into the holidays, into Rosh Chodesh and the holidays. V'zeh shekoyren b'Rosh Chodesh u'v'yoyim ha'Shabbos. Rav Nosson Bar says, now you'll understand also why in the Torah reading that we read on Rosh Chodesh, we stick in a one-liner about Shabbos. Uv'yoyim ha'Shabbos, may cross the Meishan. A person will say, what's that doing there? We're talking about Rosh Chodesh. What are you telling me about Shabbos? Ki al yidei Shabbos, na'aseh kedushas Rosh Chodesh. Shubchinas Hizgalus HaStorokanal. Because it's through Shabbos that we activate the holiness of Rosh Chodesh, which is the concept of the Hizgalus of the HaStorok, where the new moon is brought into being. And this is why also the Torah tells us that the best time to say Kiddush Levona is Saturday night. Because it's from Shabbos that we draw the holiness and the das, which is the concept of Kiddush Levona. Kiddush Levona, sanctifying the Levona. V'alkein ha-ge'ula tluya b'shmira Shabbos. And this is also why the Gemara tells us that the coming of Mashiach, the final redemption of the Jewish people, is dependent on keeping Shabbos. K'may sham razal il-mo'e sham yisrael Shabbos rishayna in koluma. If the Jews would have kept the first Shabbos, no nation in the world would be able to have any effect on us, any harmful effect. V'chein, and also the Gemara says, Elmole Shomer Yisrael Shtei Shabbosois Miyad Nigolim. If the Jews will be zecher to keep two Shabboses, they will immediately be taken out of exile. Ki kol hagolios shel malchus l'inas hastorokanam. Because all the exiles that we suffer in the hands of the nations of the world are all a concept of hastorah, where the light of Hashem goes into hiding, the Shekhinah goes into hiding. And based on what we learned about Shabbos, that Shabbos is Das, Shabbos is Hizgalos HaStorah. That's why it brings about Geula, redemption. Rabbi Nosson says, now we could also understand an interesting explanation to a very famous statement in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Moshiach will only come in a generation that's either all good, all righteous people, or all bad. Ki kishekulo zakai yirui megula. Because if the people will be all good, then they'll deserve redemption, they'll be worthy of it. Vimlav, and if not, yovai bedor shekulo chayiv. Then Moshiach will come in a generation when everyone is bad. Sheze bechinas tachle sahasora, meaning that the Jews and the light of Hashem will reach the highest level of hiddenness, of darkness in a sense. V'azai daiko yigala hastorah kanal. And at that moment, when the darkness is greatest, when the hastorah is most powerful, Hashem will reveal the light from within the hastorah. V'azai yigolem. And then Hashem will take us out. Ki ha-gulo hi b'chinas hizgalu sahastorah. Because the redemption represents a concept of us being taken out of the Hastorah. Shazayin is batel malchus orishor, malchus ormois. Then the malchus orishor, the malchus of the other nations, will be eliminated. V'yisroel mekablem ha-malchus, and the Jewish people will receive the authority, the kingdom. Shezeh b'chinas malchus dikdusha, malchus Mashiach, sheyavoi b'mheirov yameinu, amen.